For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Start a long road trip without a clear map route and travel to your destination could prove problematic. That's the rationale behind Texas Tech's new strategic plan, which is intended to guide the university to its 100th birthday. The plan, entitled A Foundation for the Next Century, A Pathway to 2025, lays out three priorities, assigns goals within each of those, and lays out strategies aimed at achieving each of those goals. The priorities are educating and empowering a diverse student body, enabling innovative research and creative activities, and transforming lives and communities through strategic outreach and engaged scholarship.
It's always good to be able to say to people, or for people to go to some document, some resource, and say, these are the priorities of the university.
That's President Lawrence Skubanek, who became the university's 17th president in 2016. The new roadmap, he says, was done after reviewing the prior strategic plan, making it possible. It had been written for a 10-year window ending in 2020.
We thought it was a time to step back and say, what do we do to solidify our position as a premier national research university, and at the same time to reaffirm and strengthen our commitment to certain core values of Texas Tech, and that is providing what we now call signature educational experiences for students.
A committee of 27 faculty and staff members, students, and administrators worked for about 8 months to craft the new plan. They held a series of town hall meetings and focus groups on campus and in the Lubbock community. Skubanek said the university achieved two of the previous plan's primary objectives. It now participates in the National University Research Fund, which came about in 2012, and a more prestigious and major milestone, Texas Tech in 2016 became one of 115 universities nationwide to garner Tier 1 status in the Carnegie Classification of Institutions of Higher Education. The new plan emphasizes that faculty members engage outside the classroom to share their expertise with the community.
This strategic plan, I think one of the things that I'm proud about it is when you look at the research and scholarship, when you look at the areas of outreach and engagement, there's a reoccurring theme of having an impact outside of the university environment.
Skubanek agreed that faculty making engagement outside the classroom is not typically part of a university's educational offerings, but many faculty are enthused about this priority, Skubanek says.
So if you're going to go out there and somehow connect what you're doing in terms of creative activity or scholarship or research, and it may not show up in the most elite journals, let there be some way that it counts. Now that will take time.
The university can contribute information and research on global issues that also exist here: water, energy, and security of the grid.
It's not detracting from basic research, scholarship at the highest levels, but let's do things that matter to our society and to our nation. Let's try to address the grand challenges.
The plan's three priorities prompted a member of the faculty to approach Skubanek with a question. The faculty member pointed out that the first word in the document is educate, which apparently bothered him.
And I said, these things are not numbered. One doesn't necessarily take the priority over the other. And what are we? We are a teaching institution, and we are a research institution.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.